time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know there is somebody here today whose joy is going to be full. If you are the one, shout hallelujah. I know there is someone here today that the devil will never be able to touch again.
Amen.
Now, if you are the one, shout a great hallelujah. Let's go before our maker. Those of you who can find a place to kneel, please do so. I can see one or two people on the tree. Just hang on very well as we worship the Almighty God. Holy, 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 holy,
holy.
How powerful, how glorious he is. go ahead, worship the Lord, worship the Almighty Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. You are glorious. You are mighty. You are wonderful. You are kind. We bless your name, Lord. Oh, there's no one like you, Father. We will worship you. We will glorify your name. We will tell you, Lord, how much we love you. How much we appreciate you. You are a wonderful God. Blessed, 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 blessed be your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Father. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Father. Our Father and our God, we just want to worship you. We want to adore you because you are good, because you are kind, because you are the Almighty. There's no one like you. Glory, 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 glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Father, it's in your name that we are here today. You asked us to come and we have come. This campus belongs to you. And your word says that every plant that my Father did not plant shall be rooted up. Everything that the devil had planted, we decree that they be rooted up today in Jesus' name. We decree in that name that's above every other name that there will no longer be bloodshed. That from now on, there will be peace. There will be progress. There will be joy. There will be victory. There will be prosperity. There will be success. Father, we decree that as from today, only the shouts of joy will be heard on this campus in Jesus' name. And Father, we're using this campus as a point of contact for every other campus on this land. We pray, Lord God Almighty, that from now on, in all our higher institutions of learning, your glory will cover the ground, even as the water covers the sea. And that the name of Jesus will be highly lifted up, and that every knee will bow to the name of Jesus on every campus throughout this nation to the glory of your name. Father, so shall it be. And tonight, for all your children here gathered, Father, do something mighty. Do something glorious. Do something fantastic. Do something miraculous. Bless everybody here, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. For we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shake hands with one or two people and tell them, I am here for divine favor. Say it loud and clear. Tonight we want to talk on divine favor. And the text that we're going to read is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16. And I will read from verse 11. Actually, you should start reading from verse 1 when you get home, but because of time, we'll read from verse 11 to 13. And Samuel said unto Jesse, I hear all thy children. And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he comes hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. I'm sure you know that story. It is a story when God sent Samuel to the house of Jesse to go and anoint him a king. And Jesse brought forth 7 of his sons. The tallest, the biggest came first. God took a look at him and said, "This is not the fellow I want." The second came. God said, "No, I don't want this one either." The third one, the fourth one, the fifth one, the sixth one, the seventh one. God kept on saying, "I don't want any of these." Finally, Samuel turned to Jesse and said, "Are these all your children? Don't you have other sons?" And the father said reluctantly that, "Well, there is only one more, but I don't think he could be a king. He's looking after the sheep." And Samuel said, "Well, you better send for him, because we are not going to sit down until you bring him." And so he sent and brought it, David. And as soon as David appeared, God said, "That is my boy. That's the fellow I want. That's the one who has my favor." Somebody is going to obtain divine favor here tonight. What exactly do we mean by divine favor? If the theologian were going to discuss divine favor, by the time they finish with us, we will not even know what they are discussing anymore. But I'm going to try in my own little way to explain divine favor as simply as I can. As a matter of fact, if you want to get the full meaning of divine favor, you probably get it quickly if you understand the Yoruba translation of the word or of the phrase and just take it literally as they say it. Because Yoruba will call it Ojurere Olorun. That is the good face of God. Which is another way of saying that God has more than one face. Good face, probably bad face. But what they are actually saying, and they got it correct, what divine favor simply means is that when God looks at you, his heart fills with joy. And his face begins to radiate with joy. It means when God looks in your direction, God begins to smile. Is anybody there tonight who is going to get divine favor therefore? If you are the one, can you shout hallelujah? Divine favor therefore means that the fellow who has it has become an object of pleasure for the Almighty God. When we talk about human favor, when we say a man or a woman has found favor with man, it means that whenever that man looks at the person who has obtained favor, he smiles, he rejoices, he has pleasure just at looking at that person. I mean, the Bible is full of examples, only we are short of time. But if you read Esther chapter 2, verse 15, the Bible tells us that when a king was looking for a queen, and they brought all the beautiful ladies in the entire kingdom, and the kingdom was a mighty kingdom, the kingdom stretched from Africa to India, and they brought all the beautiful ladies together, only one lady found favor with all the people, and that was Esther. Everybody looked at Esther and said, "Oh, wow, this is it. Ah, this one is great." Everybody smiled when they saw Esther. God is going to smile at somebody here tonight. So when we talk about divine favor, therefore, we're talking about a supernatural force that is so tremendous that it can practically change every impossibility to possibility. A force that is so mighty that it can cause the Almighty God to say, "I said I was not going to do this for you, but because you have found favor with me, because by looking at you, I have joy. Because simply seeing you brought a smile to my face. Anything you want, you get. That's why I know that somebody is going home today with all the miracles they ever need. Let me just show you an example quickly of what is called this favor. Because when you want to find favor with God, you will find favor with men. It follows automatically. You find an example again in the book of Esther. If you read chapter 5 there, and you read it from verse 1 to 3. There was a king then that had a law. His law is that nobody must come to his presence unless he sent for them. If you go to his presence without him sending for you, you are dead. Period. The only way he could rescue you from death is if he lifted up his scepter towards you. If you come to his presence and he looked at you and turned his face away, it is a sign to the soldiers to cut off your head. And then Esther went into the presence of the king without being summoned. But the Bible said, when the king looked upon Esther, Esther obtained favor. The king looked at Esther and all of a sudden, the heart of the king rejoiced. His face beamed with pleasure. And he said to Esther, my queen, draw near. What do you want? Even up to half of my kingdom, you can get it. Instead of death, Esther got an invitation to receive half of the kingdom. Somebody is going to obtain favor from God tonight in Jesus' name. Now, what will divine favor do for you? I will just give you the skeleton and I pray that the Holy Spirit will put the flesh as I go on in Jesus' name. The first thing that divine favor will do for you, as we find in the story of David that we read earlier on, is that it will locate you wherever you are. It doesn't matter which village you come from. It doesn't matter which family you are born into. If you obtain favor with God, God will find you out where you are located. You see, because the Almighty God is searching. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord is running to and fro. God is looking for people who will give him pleasure. I pray that you'll be that person today in Jesus' name. And I'm going to give you examples of several people who obtained favor with God. Take Moses, for example. He obtained favor with God, and when God was going to locate him, he located him on the backside of a desert, according to Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. And if you take Elijah, Elijah was a nobody, but he was living among his people, the native people of Tishbite. He was there, and the Almighty God looked among those people, and he found somebody who gave him pleasure, and he pulled him out. What about Elisha? Elisha was a farmer. He was busy plowing the ground in 1 Kings chapter 19, from verse 19 to 21. But the favor of God located him there. God said, this is my boy. I am going to make this one a prophet. As for David, he was busy among the sheep. The father did not even think that he could send for him, but the favor of God found him there. May the favor of God locate you tonight in Jesus' name. The second thing that the favor of God will do for you is that it will make you a winner. While other people are losing, if you obtain the favor of God, you will win. I mean, we saw in the case of David very well. There were seven losers before him, but he was a winner. And I know there is a winner looking at me here tonight. If you are the winner, shout a winning hallelujah. That's right. Not only did he win in the contest for who is going to be king, he remained a winner for the rest of his life. When he came face to face with Goliath, you know the rest of the story. Goliath said, I'm going to finish you today. David said, by the end of the day, we will know who is the winner. By the end of the day, David was the winner. When you take Moses, for example, And you read Exodus chapter 5, verse 1 to 2. Exodus 5, verse 1 to 2. Moses went into Pharaoh and said to Pharaoh, Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, let my people go. Pharaoh looked at him and said, who is your God? I don't know him, and I'm not going to let anybody go. But by the time you get to Exodus chapter 12, verse 29 to 33, Exodus 12, verse 29 to 33, it was Pharaoh begging Moses, please go, take your people, take all your children, take all the flock, because the favor of God upon Moses turned him to a winner. When you consider Elijah, for example, you know what happened on Mount Carmel. In 1 Kings chapter 18, from verse 25 to 38, 1 Kings 18, verse 25 to 38, you know how many prophets of Baal were on one side. There were 450 of them. And Elijah was alone. But the favor of God was upon him. And they had a contest. And at the end of the day, not only did Elijah win the contest, the prophets of Baal lost their lives. Tonight, as the favor of God come upon you, all those forces fighting against you are going to be destroyed in Jesus' name. You know the case of Elisha very well. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9 to 14, 2 Kings 2, verse 9 to 14, Elisha said, I want a miracle. I want a double portion of the power of Elijah. Elijah said to him, if you see me when I'm being taken away from you, then you win. If you don't see me, you lose. But Elisha smiled. He said, I have been located by favor. The favor of God found me out. That same favor is going to make me a winner for life. And the Bible said, when the chariot came to take Elijah away, Elisha saw it. Whatever is going to block your eyes that will not allow you to receive your glory tonight, the Almighty God will remove in Jesus' name. So, the favor of God will locate you, and the favor of God will turn you to what? A winner. Number three, the favor of God will turn you to a star that will shine for the Almighty. Thank you, Father. I know that. I had believed you for it. The Lord says someone is coming out of spiritual bondage tonight. If you are the one, shout hallelujah. The favor of God will turn you to a star. We all know what to call a star. A star is an outstanding performer, a success, someone who is above ordinary, somebody who is special. That's what you are going to become as from tonight. Because when you look at Moses, for example, he was a shepherd looking after the sheep of his father-in-law, and he had a rod that he was using to look after the sheep. But because the favor of God found him out, suddenly, according to Exodus chapter 4, verse 20, Exodus 4, 20, the rod of the shepherd became the rod of God. And everywhere Moses went from that day onward, because he was carrying the rod of God in his hand, he became a star. He became somebody who was shining. He became a light to show other people the way out of darkness. And I am decreeing tonight that as many of you as are willing, from tonight, you'll be leading people out of darkness into light in Jesus' name. What about Elijah? He was a nobody. But because the favor of God found him out, suddenly he became the carrier of the key to the heavens. I mean, this man would just say, heaven, I lock you, no rain. And the rain will stop. And when he feels like he will open the heavens and say, all right, rain, now you can fall. Is anybody here tonight who want that kind of power, by the way? You want the Almighty God to give you that kind of power? Let me hear you shout amen then. And I want you to know that that power is available today. Because I remember, I think it was 1982 or so, we had a congress in Abeokuta. Quite a lot of the people who were there then are here now. We were having a good time. It was an evening program. And just as I gave the altar call, the rain suddenly began. And the people who were coming forward to receive Jesus Christ, when they saw the rain, they began to run back. So we had to do something about it. We just said to the rain, you stop there. And it stopped there. And it remained there until the 4 days when the program ended. As a matter of fact, when we were about to go to Lagos, somebody came to me and said, sir, you suspended the rain, now you are going. Will you please release the rain because we need food? The power to shut the heavens is tremendous power. You can use it to show your enemy who is the Lord that you are serving the living God. The power to open the heavens is tremendous power. And tonight, the heaven will open and pour showers of blessing upon you in Jesus' name. What about Elisha? Because the favor of God located him. Before long in his life, kings were calling this farmer boy daddy. I mean, the kings of his time were saying, my father, my father. I pray that the favor of the Almighty God will locate you tonight, turn you to a winner, and turn you to a star. As for David, you remember, in 1 Samuel chapter 18, thank you, Father. The Lord said there is a student here. There have been persistent humming in your brain. Something humming like the generator working or the air conditioner working. Continuous humming in your brain. The Lord asked me to tell you he has taken that away now. Thank you, Father. The Lord said there is also someone here. You have been feeling a sharp pain at the back of your head. The pain has been sharp. The pain has been persistent. The Lord asked me to tell you, you will never hear about that pain again. Now, in 1 Samuel chapter 18, thank you, Lord, verse 6 and 7, when David was returning from the killing of Goliath, the women sang and they said, King Saul killed his 1,000, but David killed his 10,000. Now, who is the star among the two of them? Surely David. When the favor of God has located you and has made you a winner, he will turn you to a star. And then the next thing is, the favor of God will turn you to a vessel unto honor. You will not be a useless star. You will not be what they call the shooting star. And I'm not talking of the football club. You know, some stars, they just take off from one place and dazzle across the sky, and before you know it, they vanished. They have no use to anyone except they cause a little bit of destruction. But when the favor of God has found you, he will not only make you a winner, he will not only turn you to a star, he will turn you to a vessel unto honor. Is there anybody who wants to be a vessel unto honor tonight? Let me hear you say amen then. I mean, take Moses for example. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 to 10, Exodus 3, verse 7 to 10, the Almighty God said, I have heard the groanings of my people. I have seen their sufferings at the hand of those who were tormenting them in Egypt. And I've come now to set them free. And then God turned to Moses and said, and you will be my deliverer. You be the vessel that I will use. You be the vessel unto honor that will bring my people out of bondage. I pray that God will raise up somebody here tonight who will begin to bring people out of bondage. May you be that person in Jesus' name. Take the case of Elijah. When the people of God turned away from him and they were worshiping idols, it was Elijah that God raised up and used him to bring the people of God back to him. By the time Elijah had finished with the people on Mount Carmel, they were all on their faces saying, Jehovah is Lord. I'm believing that even among our students, the Almighty God will raise up great evangelists who will bring people who will fall down before the Almighty God and say, Jesus is Lord. If you believe that that will happen, say amen, loud and clear. Or if you consider Elisha, in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19 to 22, 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19 to 22, you find that Elisha came to the city of Jericho, and the people of Jericho said, sir, we need help. Our city is beautiful, but there is a curse on the land. And he said, that's no problem. The favor of God is upon me. The curse on your nation, I will change to a blessing. And within some minutes, the city that was cursed became the city that was blessed. And as from today, the campus of Obafemi Awolowo University shall be blessed. Ile-Ife shall be blessed. Osun State shall be blessed. And Nigeria shall be blessed. I didn't hear your amen on that. In the case of David, the Bible tells us that for 40 days, Goliath was a terror to the nation of Israel. When he would stand up and speak, from the king to the youngest, everybody trembled and they went into hiding. But because the favor of God was on David, he came in on one single day, and before the day was over, the terror of the nation was over. I am believing God that after tonight, God will raise up young men, young women. And when I say young, I mean anybody younger than I is young. Anybody older than I is old. So when I say young men and young women, that includes myself. Well, anybody who wants to jump into, anybody who considers himself young, I pray that God will raise you up to solve the problem of our nation. Do I hear amen to that one? So the favor of God will locate you, turn you to a winner, turn you to a star, and turn you to a vessel unto honor. And then it will go further and make you a blessing. You know, some people are blessed, but they are not a blessing. There are some people who are rich, but they are rich for nothing. I mean, I know one man, I knew him, he's dead now. He was very rich, but he couldn't spend his, if any of his workers should for one reason or the other mistakenly steal 1 naira, he would throw him to jail. He was blessed, but he wasn't a blessing. Now there are some people here tonight who will be blessed, and then they will become blessings. Will you be one of them? Let me hear you say amen then. In the case of Moses, if you read Exodus chapter 15 from verse 23 to 25, Exodus 15 from verse 23 to 25, you'll find that when the children of Israel were on their way to the promised land, they came to a pool of water called Marah. The water was bitter. But God spoke to Moses and said, there is a tree here. Take a little bit of it, throw it into the water, and the water will become sweet. Moses became a blessing to the people. He changed their bitter waters to sweet. I am decreeing tonight that everything that is causing you to shed bitter tears will be changed to testimony tonight in Jesus' name. And then, thank you, Father. The Lord said, there's someone here. The pain inside your throat is as if fire is burning you. And you are even afraid to take that problem to the hospital because you know what it might be. The Lord asked me to tell you, whatever it is, he has settled the matter.
And the pain is gone now. Congratulations. That is a big thing, because I'm sure you know what was in your throat. Let's give the Lord a big hand. That's a big one. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Now, you know the story of Elijah too. In 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 to 16. 1 Kings 17, verse 8 to 16. The Bible tells us that Elijah visited a widow. The widow was poor. She had only one meal left, just for her and her son to eat and die. And then Elijah came into the house. And from that day, food was always plenty in the house. Elijah became a blessing. I pray that all of you will be a blessing to your family. You'll be a blessing to your towns. You'll be a blessing to your nation. And you'll be a blessing to your churches. I didn't hear your amen loud and clear. When you read the story of Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 17, 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 8 to 17, you find a woman there called the Shunammite woman. A woman who was very generous towards Elisha. And Elisha said, "What can I do for this woman? How can I be a blessing to her?" And then he discovered that the woman had been barren. And he said to the woman, 9 months from now, you will carry a baby boy. And I believe that God is saying that to some woman here tonight. Now, 9 months from tonight, you get ready with your own baby boy too. God used Elisha to meet the deepest need of this woman. He made Elisha a blessing. When you read 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 to 2. 1 Samuel 22, verse 1 to 2. The Bible said David was in a cave, the cave of Adullam. And several people gathered themselves to him. Who are the people? Those who are in debt, those who are distressed, those whose lives are hopeless. They gathered together to David, and he became their captain. He became a hope to the hopeless ones. I am praying that before we leave here tonight, because of the favor of God that will be upon you, when your hand touch the sick will be healed. When you pray for the oppressed shall be set free. Wherever you go, you'll be a blessing in Jesus' name. So the favor of God will locate you, turn you to a winner, make you a star, make you what next? We make you a vessel unto honor, and then what will make you next? A blessing. Locate you, make you a winner, make you a star, make you a vessel unto honor, and turn you to a blessing. But it won't stop there. When the favor of God locates you, it will give you rapid promotion. I'm sure the students will love to hear that one. How many students will want rapid promotion? It's coming your way in Jesus' name. And I'm sure the lecturers want that one too. And they may not speak out because the students are here. But for everyone here today, as soon as you obtain favor with God, your promotion will be rapid in Jesus' name. The favor of God turned Moses from a fugitive to a national leader in a matter of days. He was a fugitive running from Pharaoh, but he became a leader of a nation. The same favor of God turned Elijah from a fugitive to a commander of kings. I mean, King Ahab was looking for him. But then, when the Almighty God said it was time to appear to Ahab, he stood before Ahab. Ahab said, here you are, the one troubling Israel. He turned at him and said, "No, I'm not the one troubling Israel. It is you and your father's house." And then he went from there and began to command the king. "Get down to me on Mount Carmel. And when you are coming, bring 2 bullocks with you. And do this and do that." Because of the favor of God, he got a very rapid promotion. Of course, in the case of Elisha, we knew that one day he was a son of the prophet, and before that day was out, he was the father of prophets. As for David, he was a shepherd boy. The favor of God located him. And before he went to bed that night, he had become a king. I pray that the Almighty God will promote you rapidly in Jesus' name. Not only that, the favor of God will do one thing more. Well, at least one other thing before I go on. The favor of God will guarantee restoration. What do we mean by restoration here? If the enemy had knocked you down, if the enemy had caused you to stray, if you are no longer where you used to be, if once upon a time you were a good boy coming from a good home, but now you are even a terror to your parents, if once upon a time you are a good girl, but now you are more experienced than your grandmother, if the favor of God finds you, he can restore you, can bring you back to himself. If the favor of God locates you, then if you are knocked down by the enemy, the favor of God will see to it that you don't stay down. That favor will bring you up again. And I'm praying that all of you who had gone astray, the favor of the Almighty God will locate you tonight and bring you back to the Almighty God. Do I hear you say amen to that? When you look at Exodus chapter 2, and you read from verse 11 to 15, Exodus 2 from verse 11 to 15, we found that Moses fled from Pharaoh. But by the time you read Exodus chapter 5 verse 1, he returned. He fled, but he came back. The enemy drove him away, but he came back to confront the enemy. When you consider Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 19, from verse 1 to 4, 1 Kings 19 from verse 1 to 4, you find Elijah also fled. In fact, he got to a stage that he wanted to commit suicide. Only he couldn't bring himself to do it, so he asked God to help him. He said, God, I can't kill myself, kill me. But because his favor of the Lord, God said, no, I won't kill you, I will feed you instead. Because I've not yet finished with you. I know there is someone here today, your tomorrow is still going to be all right. Because Elijah returned in 1 Kings chapter 21. 1 Kings chapter 21 from verse 17 to 24. He returned to confront Ahab. And when Ahab saw him, Ahab said, has thou found me, O my enemy? Elijah said, yes, I have found you. All those forces that have been working against you, you are going to trample them under your feet in Jesus' name. In 2 Kings chapter 4, if you read from verse 27 to 28, 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 27 to 28, it looked as if Elisha had fallen. Because the son that the Shunammite woman had died. And the Shunammite woman came to him and said, did I desire a son from you? Didn't I tell you not to deceive me? But by the time you end that story, by the time you get to verse 37, the Bible said, the glory had been restored. Because the child had come back to life, the woman picked up the child, fell on his face before Elisha, and said, I'm sorry, sir, that I spoke roughly against you. If the favor of God finds you, even if you stumble, the Almighty God will restore you. And of course, if you take the example of David that we have mentioned earlier on, when you read 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 13, 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 13, the Bible says that David had done something very horrible. He committed adultery. He lied about it. He tried to make the husband of the woman drunk. When that one refused to be lured into going to sleep with his wife, David caused him to be killed. So if we are to consider all the sins of David, he should be a chief in hell. But because the favor of God was upon him, The moment he said in 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 13, I have sinned. Immediately, before he said any other thing, God said, your sin has been forgiven. You will not die. Brethren, I believe that there are people here tonight who have sinned, who have done all kinds of evil. But the favor of God had come to locate them. I believe that God arranged this nice program because of one or two people. That the Almighty God said, no, the devil is not going to have this one. I am going to look on this fellow with favor. I am going to restore this one to myself. I am going to make this one a winner. I am going to make this one a star. I am going to make this one a vessel unto honor. I am going to make this one a blessing. I know the Almighty God is saying there is someone here that I am going to promote rapidly. That is the purpose of this gathering. And I believe that this is the time to allow them to show forth that they are willing to go back to their God. There are a lot of things that God wants to do tonight. I've told you we will do all of them within the short time we have. I can feel the presence of the Almighty God like never before. I know the Holy Spirit is moving now. So I'm going to pause very briefly. I'm going to say, my brother, my sister, if you are that one that God says, I want to locate, I want to restore, I want to make you a winner, I want to get you away from the losing side to the winning side. If you are that one, irrespective of whatever you have done that is wrong, you might have lied, you might have cheated, you might have even killed. If you will come tonight, God will save your soul. He will restore you. He will forgive you. He will bless you. He will make you a winner. He will turn you to a star. He will turn you to a vessel unto honor. He will make you a blessing. He will promote you rapidly. So if you are there, and as I've been speaking, you know you are the one God I've been talking to. And you say, yes, I want to leave the side of the devil. I want to come to the side of God. Why don't you come now? Just get up and come. Come quickly. The Lord is waiting for you. This is your day of salvation. We don't have much time now, so you have to hurry forward. You have to move and move very quickly. Yes, God bless you. I can see you already coming. God bless you. Come from all over the place. Come and say, I'm coming now. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. The rest of us, we can bow our head and begin to pray for these people as they come. Come quickly. The Lord is calling you. He's saying, come. Because I want to show you favor. Because I've come purposely to locate you. To turn you to a winner. I have come to give you victory. I have come so that you can become a star. I have come so that I can forgive your sin. Come now, come quickly. Come from all over the place. Just tell the people around you to let you pass. The Lord is waiting. This is your day. Come on quickly. Come from all over the place. This is your day. This is your hour. This is the hour of salvation. This is why God has arranged this meeting. Oh yes, God bless you. I can see you coming. I know God loves you. I know the devil has been wasting his time with you. I know that you are going to be free tonight. I know that today is your day. And as you come, just begin to talk to Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I come. I know I've offended you, but I'm coming home now. I am coming to the winning side. I know that if I stay with the devil, I will be a loser. And I don't want to be a loser. I am coming out of spiritual bondage today. I am coming to you, my Lord. Yes, keep coming. God bless you. I can see so many of you coming from all over. Glory be to God. Keep coming. And the rest of you, begin to pray for these people. Begin to intercede for them. Begin to pray that the Almighty God will touch all of them and restore them. That the favor of the Almighty God that had located them will also restore them. Oh yes, keep coming, keep coming. Come from all over the place. God is calling you. Don't let the devil hold you down. You must leave the losing side
and come to the winning side tonight. The Lord is calling you tonight and He wants you to come. He wants you to come and be saved. He wants you to come and be restored. He wants you to come and be blessed. He wants to turn you to a winner. Come on now, the Lord is calling you. And brethren, let's pray for them. Let's intercede for these people. That the Almighty God will restore every one of them. That as they come to Him tonight, He will save their souls. He will forgive their sins. He will cleanse them in His blood. Brethren, let's pray for them. Let's intercede for them. And as we are praying, if there's anyone who is still running, keep running, keep running. Provided you get here before we finish praying, it will be all right. Pray for them, brethren, that the Almighty God will just rescue them from the grips of Satan. That my Father will save them and make them brand new creature in Him. That from tonight onward, they will become children of the living God. Free. Absolutely free. Enjoying the peace of God that passes all understanding. That they will become winners. That whatever sin they have committed in the past will be totally forgiven. And totally forgotten. Oh yes, keep running. Keep running forward. Those of you who are still coming, keep coming. Keep coming. While we are still praying for them, you can still come in. Oh yes, this is our hour. This is the hour of salvation. Brethren, pray for these people. This is why we are here. That the Almighty God will save their souls. That the Almighty God will forgive all their sins. That the Almighty God will turn them to winners, brand new creatures in Him. That the Almighty God will turn them to stars, stars that will shine for Jesus Christ. Keep coming, my brothers. Keep coming. I see you coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Don't wait. Just keep coming. Yes, keep coming. Keep coming. This is your day. Let's pray for them, brethren. Father, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for the power in your word. Because your word says, no man can come unto me except my Father draws him. Thank you for drawing these people. And thank you that they have not refused your drawing. Thank you that they have decided to come to the winning side. Father, please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. They have come to you today, Father. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Save their souls in Jesus' name. Whatever they've done wrong in the past, Father, forgive and forget in Jesus' name. Write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray that every yoke of Satan in their lives be destroyed today in Jesus' name. Father, write their names in the book of life. And let them be yours forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Now, those of you who are in front, I want you to know that within me I'm dancing now. I'm so full of joy to see so many of you coming out to surrender your life to Jesus. And I want to make a solemn promise before everybody here present. I am going to be praying for you. Because one day, not very long from now, many of you will be standing like this, winning souls for Jesus Christ. Yeah. Do you want that one? Yeah. Let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you are happy that God has saved so many souls, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I will want you now to pray. Quietly, not so quietly as to fall asleep. I say, Lord, show me divine favor. Just pray. I say, Lord, show me divine favor. Beginning from today, show me divine favor. Anywhere I go, let me find divine favor. Anytime you look in my direction, oh Lord, just smile. Let me become an object of pleasure to you. My Father and my God, show me divine favor. Show my family divine favor. Father, locate me wherever I am and just show me favor. Oh, my Father and my God, make me a winner. Make me a winner for life. Oh, yes, I'm tired of being a loser. Father, make me a winner for the rest of my life. A winner physically. A winner financially, a winner spiritually, a winner all round, an all-round winner. Father, make me a star that will shine bright. Oh yes, so that the whole world will know that I have obtained favor of the Lord. Father, make me a star that will shine for you. Father, we want to thank you once again. We want to thank you for saving so many souls. We are very, very grateful. This is the greatest of all miracles. We knew you would do marvelous things, but you have surprised us tonight. Father, glory be to your holy name. And Father, I'm praying for all your children here tonight. Those who have just been born again, and those who have been born again before. Every one of us, Father, let us obtain favor in your sight tonight. Let your favor find us out. Let your favor make us winners. Let your favor turn us to be stars. Let your favor turn us to vessels unto honor. Let your favor turn us to blessings, O Lord. And let our promotions be rapid. And Lord, thank you for restoration. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Thank God that the Almighty God has watered the word, and the miracle that the original miracle we came for had been performed. But then you see, divine favor will still give you several other things. And I will just mention quickly three of them. I won't go into details. I know that the Almighty God will give you the details. First, it will guarantee you deliverance. There is no way God can be smiling at you and the devil can hold you. The two cannot go together. We have a song that we normally sing. We said that Satan cannot build his house next to Jesus. If he does, that house shall be pulled down. Once you have divine favor, you can be sure of deliverance. If you read the book of Exodus chapter 15, and you read it from verse 1 to 10, you will hear Moses saying there that the enemy said, I will pursue, I will kill, I will devour. But the Almighty God just breathed on him, and the enemy perished. Every enemy that says, I will destroy you, the Almighty God will take care of them. I mean, if you read the story of Elijah very well, you will know that the king of Israel, with all the army that he had, searched for this man of God for 3 years, and they couldn't find him. Your enemy will never locate you. And when another king said, oh, we know where he is, he's on the mountain, he's praying, and he sent soldiers to go and arrest him, you know what happened. Because Elijah had the favor of God, when the soldiers said, man of God, come down, you are under arrest, he answered and said, if I be a man of God, let fire descend from heaven. And immediately he said that one, they were roasted. He roasted the 51 that came first, the second 51 he also roasted. The third 51 that came, he humiliated. I am saying to you that because you are here tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, any enemies that may be left in your life, those that God wants, he will roast. Yeah. And those he wants, he will humiliate. Yeah. In the case of Elisha, you know my friend Elisha, because of the special favor of God upon him, when the king sent an army to arrest him, all he did was he merely arrested the arrester. You know, I like Elisha so much. And I like him and I like David. The two of them have something in common. You know, David said, thou preparest a table before me. Where? In the presence of my enemies. Once in a while, I like my enemies to sit down and watch me enjoy. Because of the favor of God that has come upon you tonight, you will enjoy in the presence of your enemies. I didn't hear your amen. The favor of God, the divine favor of God, will guarantee deliverance. Please take note of that. It's very important because of one or two things that God wants to do again tonight. And that is why every evil covenant you have entered into shall be disannulled tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, the favor of God will also guarantee you prosperity beyond what money can buy. You see, when we talk about prosperity, there are prosperities and there are prosperities. There are some prosperity that will give you money in your pocket. We all want that kind. Because poverty is a curse. And I have refused to be poor. I don't know about you. You didn't say it as if you mean it. You better say so that the devil will hear. But you see, there is a prosperity that goes far, far beyond money. And that's the kind of prosperity that God gives to those people who have obtained favor from him. Take, for example, the prosperity of Moses. The prosperity of Moses was simply in his hands. He lifted the hand and the sea opened. He lifted the hand and the sea came back together again. He lifted his hand and the battle against the Amalekites was won. I would love to have that kind of hands. The hand that can say to mountain, mountain, dissolve. And mountain will dissolve. The kind of hands that will just wave and blessing will begin to drop on people like raindrops from heaven. I love those kind of hands. That to me, that is prosperity. How many of you want that kind of prosperity? Now you get it in Jesus' name. Amen. What about Elijah? I mean, that man was so prosperous, he rode the chariot of God to heaven. He was so rich that God said, I can share my car with you. You know, the elders have a saying, they said, the rich people befriend rich people, poor people befriend poor people. Elijah was a friend of the richest of all. They were riding in the same car. I don't know if you have noticed that if you have a Mercedes, somebody else who has a Mercedes is always eager to give you a lift because they know you have one. If your own is Volkswagen, many a times you waved at them, they don't stop. Elijah, because he was so prosperous spiritually, God said, you can share my chariot. I want that kind of prosperity. And the Almighty God will give it to you in Jesus' name. Well, what about Elisha? Even after he died, his bones were still raising the dead. Now that's real prosperity. I love that kind of prosperity. And I pray that you will obtain that kind of favor from God tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen.
What about David? Oh, there's very little way we can describe his own prosperity apart from the fact that he wanted to build a temple for God and God said, no, you can't build it. It's only your son who will build the temple. He said, all right, if I can't build it, I can at least provide the money for it. If you sit down and study how much money David put down for the building of the temple of God, in today's money, it exceeded $4 billion. And somebody who can put down $4 billion cannot be a poor man. That's why I'm sure I'm not going to die poor. Because I know I will obtain favor of God. But you see, finally, because of time, divine favor will guarantee you divine friendship. And to me, that's the greatest of all. If God looks at you and he smiles, if any time God sees you, he's happy, you can be sure you must be one of his friends. And there is nothing I want more than God to be my friend. If only God can look down today and look at you and look at me and say, angels, come and look at my friends. I think every one of us will be happy to hear that one. Oh, many of us will say we are God's friends, but for God himself to say, you are my friend, that's the best thing I want to hear. Because if you are God's friend, you can be sure all your needs are supplied. I mean, David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Bible says in Exodus 33 verse 11, Exodus 33 verse 11, he said, God speaks to Moses as a friend will speak to his friend, mouth to mouth. He said, if I want to talk to other prophets, I show them in dreams. some of them in visions, some of them in parables. But when it comes to the case of Moses, I speak to him directly. I just tell him what I want to say, and he hears me clearly. It is a joy to be able to hear from God directly. Because in that situation, then you know what is coming, and you'll be at peace. I pray that you'll become a friend of God. You know, God loved David so much. He allowed David to be called the father of his son. Remember what Bartimaeus said? Jesus, thou son of who? David, have mercy on me. That God could entrust his only begotten son to a human being by the name of David, I think that is a very special friendship. And I want that kind of friendship. And that's why I rejoice with those of you who have given your life to Jesus Christ tonight. I can promise you that in the mighty name of Jesus, he will be your friend forever.
Amen.
And those of us who are already on his side, I pray that nothing will ever take us away from him.
Amen.
So that for the rest of our lives, we will be friends forever.
Amen.
Do I hear you say amen to that?
Amen.
Now while I was talking, God was healing. In fact, while we were singing that down there, the Lord said he was healing a lady of cancer of the right breast. And I rejoice for that one. Glory be to God. And the lady will know, because the pain in your right breast has just disappeared completely. You can check for the lump. The lump is no longer there. My father has taken it away. So you can rejoice in the Lord. He also said that there was someone here who had a problem sitting down. And when you sit down, you have a problem standing up. When you are standing, you can't sit down easily. When you are sitting, you can't stand up easily. The Lord said you can check. You can do everything now as easily as possible. And the Lord has been doing all kinds of healings. Tonight he has done a lot of healing, particularly that has to do with head. He even said, and I nearly forgot that one, he said that the brain of one student had been tied, but he has loosened the tie. That from now your brain is normal. Glory be to God forevermore. But now the Lord asked me to do something. And I want to beg the people that are concerned, please don't miss this opportunity. If you know me, you will know that I never say God said unless God has said. And if God asked me to do something, it's because that something must be done. And if you don't respond when he said I should do it, then you are not likely to get that opportunity again for the rest of your life. The Lord asked me to conduct a little deliverance service here tonight. He said there are some of you here who had entered into blood covenant. Either you drank blood or you mix your blood with other people's blood. And Lord asked me to call you out here so that I can nullify that covenant straight away. If you are one of them, please come now. There's nothing to be ashamed of. You are going back completely delivered, completely rejoicing. So please come. And I don't have much. What God is saying right now is rather heavy. But I want to appeal to the person concerned to please just summon up courage and come. The Lord said, there is one of you, see out there, not only were you involved in blood covenant, you had actually killed and you drank the blood of the victim. Now you see, God said, the blood of the victim is crying out to him, asking for vengeance. But the Lord said, because this is a night of divine favor, and because you came here at all, he's willing to forgive you. He's willing to forget. But he said you must come out. I'm going to ask everybody to please close your eyes. Please, please, this is important. I don't want you to look at this one. I don't want to embarrass anyone. I want to help this fellow. Now that all heads are bowed, all eyes closed, and I don't want the camera to even record this one. If you are the one, you have killed the fellow, and you drank the blood of the victim,
Please come now.
You can lift up your head, but keep your eyes closed because we want to pray now. Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you because there is power mighty in your blood. I want to thank you because at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. I want to thank you because they overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of the Lamb over these your children, Father. It is written that the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sins. Whatever their sins, my Father and my God, cover it in your blood in Jesus' name. Every covenant that they have entered into, every form of blood covenant, Father, I decree that they be disannulled tonight in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I cancel every form of evil covenant you have entered into in Jesus' name. From today, you are free in Jesus' name. I say you are free in Jesus' name. You are free in Jesus' name. The Bible says that if the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. I decree freedom for you.
Amen.
And the freedom will be forever.
Amen.
I say the freedom will be forever. If anybody comes to you from today and says, but we have blood covenants together, tell them, I have a new covenant now. A new covenant with Jesus. The blood of Jesus has already wiped away every evil covenant in your life. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Those of you who have killed, I decree that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you'll be forgiven. The word of God says, whatsoever I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Today, I loose you. I loose you from the blood. I loose you from the guilt. I loose you from the memory. I loose you in Jesus' name. From today, you will serve the Lord. You will not serve the devil again. In fact, you will become a terror to the devil. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed.
Amen. Someone. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Who feel that unless we lay hands on them, they will not be healed? Daddy told me that he had healed over 3,000 people already tonight. But you see, I don't see how we can begin to lay hands on you. First of all, let me see those people who feel that unless they lay hands on them, they won't be healed. Let me see those. The work ahead is too much for one man to do. And Father, you said to Moses, take off your spirit and put on the elders, so that they be doing the same work that you are doing. Now you are an unchangeable God. Tonight, like you did in the days of Moses, repeat the same thing tonight in Jesus' name. Into all these hands that have been lifted, Father, put your healing power. From tonight, as they lay hands on the sick, let them be healed. As the ladies hands on people, let miracles happen.
Amen.
From tonight, Almighty God, begin to surprise these your people.
Amen.
Those of them that have been used, Lord, to perform miracles before, take them to a higher level of miracles in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And as you give it to them, let it be permanent.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Now go ahead, lay the hands on your own head and pray for yourself. Pray that every sickness will disappear. Every disease will vanish.
Amen.
Now, if you believe you receive, why don't you thank God for a minute and just say, thank you, Father. Why don't you say, thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Just kept on increasing the number of those who are healed.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Closing prayer, which will go together. is that the Lord spoke to me and said, this is a Holy Ghost night. And we must give prominence to the Holy Ghost. That there might be one or two people here who are not yet baptized in the Holy Spirit, that I should pray for them so that the Holy Spirit could baptize them. And there are some of us who are already baptized in the Holy Spirit, but we want the Holy Spirit in us to overflow. He said, I should pray that prayer for you too. Is anybody like that in that category? Well, God knows what you are asking for. Let's stand on our feet then. Thank you, Father. For 1 minute, those of you who are already baptized in the Holy Spirit, I want you to speak in tongues for just 1 minute. Just go ahead. Open your mouth and speak in tongues for 1 minute. Let the fire begin to burn. Let the Spirit begin to flow. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, I stand before your people today as your representative. Any child who does not speak when he ought to speak is regarded abnormal. When we are born again, your word says we are born of the Spirit. If we are born of the Spirit, we are supposed to speak the language of the Spirit. I don't want any abnormal child here tonight. Everyone who's been truly born again, Father, baptize them in the Holy Spirit. Give them the language of the Spirit. Even before they get home today, Father, let them begin to speak in tongues. Lord, you promised that when you anoint us, our cups are to run over. All those who have been filled with the Holy Spirit before, from this morning, let them begin to overflow. Let them overflow in power. Let them overflow in anointing. Let them overflow in gifts. Let them overflow in grace. Let them overflow in joy. Amen. Father, let them begin to overflow. Amen. And all the prayer requests that have been brought here today, Father, change them to testimonies. Amen. Everyone who had come here today, my Father and my God, before they reach home today, let them have testimonies. Amen. Testimonies of joy. Amen. Testimonies of victory. Amen. Testimony of prosperity. Amen. Testimony of miracles. Amen. Let them have testimonies. Amen. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your holy name. As you go, God will go with you. His presence will abide with you. Your joy will never end. You will never forget tonight. It will be one of the best nights of your life. It will be well with you. Wherever you turn, ways will be opened unto you. Whatever you touch will prosper. All the days of your life, it will be well with you. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. If you believe that, shout hallelujah.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. There is power in God's word. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact RCCG Internet Outreach, USA, PO Box 710874, Houston, Texas, USA, or call 281-541-3864 or visit the Nigeria office at 15 Erickmore Close off Erickmore Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. Telephone 234-890-5822. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.